With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
That's right. That was my long, drawn-out noise to make, Jeffy, while I click buttons.
That's right.
You liked it. It was good, right?
Great, Phil. You're like Bono of the mouth noises.
Ooh, that's kind of nice. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, Season 8, Episode 1. Jeffy, I've been doing this fucking podcast since 2014.
It's amazing.
I'm pretty sure I invented podcasts.
Well, I feel like you definitely invented the Live Food Chef podcast.
Yeah, I think that's a good way. I think so, too. I think you're absolutely right about that. Jeffy,
yeah, I think
podcasts are one thing, but if it's live, it's probably a radio show. It's my new favorite drop.
I love that.
I can't get enough of it, man. I just want to play it constantly. Every time my wife says something, all I do is hit it. I'm like, what's that, honey?
I love it.
She gets angry at me. Yeah, that's right. What's going on with you, man? Everything good?
Everything's amazing, man. I've had the last couple days off. The Hampton season's finally kind of come to a close. I still have one more day out here before I go back to Gotham. Oh, shit. Excuse me, I just dropped my drink.
I was in Gotham today, and I'll tell you what, Jeffy, it's still there. That's what I'll tell you.
Well, where else would it be?
That's right. And for everyone who's interested, Chef Dan is checking in right now. He wants us all to know he's drinking his 40 ounces of hard cider. So he's trying to be a little bit more...
Hard seltzer.
Excuse me. Hard seltzer. He's being a little more aggressive these days with the seltzer, so shout out to Dan.
Dude, I want a pic of that, Dan. You, shirtless, little dog, 40-ounce hard seltzer.
Yeah. And that sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Wolver Dan.
Jesus
with
Christ.
With a hard seltzer.
Well, listen, man, we're happy to be back in the... I'm back at the old studio here in the basement. Where things are a little more organized for me, which is great. We got Jeffy here on the line. We appreciate you guys checking us out all summer and being a part of that. And, as well as sometimes I understand it wasn't as fluid as it possibly could have been. But we were dealing with a lot on short notice and all kinds of things. So thank you guys all for taking the time and check out the show. We appreciate that.
Come on, man. I have no apologies. I think we kick ass.
You don't apologize for nothing.
Fuck that.
Damn. All right. You're hardcore, Jeffy. I had no idea.
Dude, I'm so hardcore right now. I'm wearing no sleeves.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little nervous because you just said that.
When I have no sleeves, you know the sun's out.
Ooh. Because if sun's out, guns out.
Oh, where's my stinger, bro?
Oh,
damn.
Shit.
I thought I thought for sure you were going to hit it. I was even doing like a flex move, waiting Sorry. For it to come in. Like I was so. Now you can't do it.
That's a little late to the party, right?
Oh man, that was like. I don't even want to describe what that felt like.
Did it hurt? I wasn't trying to make it painful.
It hurt. It was like if you were brought to that moment of ecstasy and then all hands were off.
Wow. So like you get there and then you're just kind of left sitting there. Isn't that called?
Yeah.
There's a word for
and
that.
And then everyone points and laughs.
Is that well, no, that's not. I was thinking edging, but I guess you're not really edging.
I don't know. I think that's more like a ruined ending. That's what I call that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Instead of a happy ending, it was like a ruined ending.
I wouldn't be happy about that either, 100%.
Yeah, they just like, nope, sorry. Oh. And they just walk out of the room, just leave you there like feeling really fucking stupid.
Just terrible, right? Completely terrible.
Well, that's why I just saw with my arm flexed up in the air waiting for that money moment, all excited like that was like we did a setup together.
And then it fell apart. No. Hey, check it out, man. One thing we're really not good at, Jeffy, is giveaways. Have you noticed that?
Take that back.
Well, we've given away a couple of things, but then we announced we're going to do it.
Given away a few things recently. I'm not. I mean, what do you want me to say?
We announced that we were going to do the giveaway from Sizzle Plates last week. But we didn't. But here's why we didn't. Jeffy sent them an email and said we're doing the contest. Remember, Jeff? And you sent them the email, and we got nothing back from them. They did not respond until today.
Okay, terrific.
So, finally, since they've jumped in, we can do that contest now. So we will announce that tomorrow. Right, Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, if all goes according to plan, we'll announce it tomorrow. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, we mean tomorrow.
Like the next tomorrow.
A different type of tomorrow, that means the week after.
Right. Like, so that's what we'll do. That's the plan. But it's not my fault.
It's either tomorrow or it's next week tomorrow.
You emailed them.
I emailed them, but dude, our track record with this. We give things away, so I take it back.
We've given away a lot. We've given a great gift from Spiceology, some great stuff from Ergo Chef. Like we've given away things.
We've changed lives on this show through our sponsorships, through our relationships with some of these amazing companies. It's awesome, and so I don't feel bad about being late to the party sometimes. But
not at all. The worst part is that when we are late or we mess up, Jeff's...
We like to let it linger, right? I mean, we like to like, hey, you want to be in a contest? Us too.
I do have, as a matter of fact, I do have the last time you were having a conversation with a company about doing a giveaway that we were late on. If you remember, we were late and they asked you what the problem was. So I recorded the conversation. I got your end of it. They were like, so Jeff, how come you didn't do the giveaway?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
And they didn't think that was a good excuse, but they hung up, which was good. So it got them off the phone, which was, that's good news, right?
I'm good at that.
Okay, terrific.
Look, listen, so Jeff, let me ask you this question. It's appropriate as we kick off, because listen, we're kicking off season 8, which is unbelievable in this program. I'm very excited about that, right? What I find super interesting, Jeffy, is tonight we've got our friend Miss Metaverse on, the futurist. She's amazing, always a great guest, always fun to talk to. But I was having some fears, you know, because I have a self-esteem issue and I always worry about everything. You know that, right? That's not news.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's something we're working on.
Yeah, well, we're trying.
And we're very transparent about it on the show. You know,
yeah, absolutely. I have a diary, all those things, and
which anyone can read if they just they just want to Google plumsvagina.
That's not even.
Oh, that's not the. That's not.
That's
the,
not a diary, Jeff.
That's not the diary. I'm sorry. Take that back.
Wait, hang on. I got you. That's not a diary, Jeff. That's a vagina.
The worst use of that sting.
You didn't like it? I thought it was good. You didn't like it? All right, well, we're going to get you a soundboard then. You know what? I can't get you a soundboard because you won't talk anymore. You'll just use a soundboard to answer questions.
Dude, I wish I had a sample button.
No. No. Listen, if this show gets on SiriusXM, they're going to give you one to use, and I'm going to forbid it because you won't talk to me anymore. You'll just press the buttons.
You just have to keep me to like a few sounds that I'm allowed to use.
I don't think it's
like
a good
idea.
I would
love to have like you know, like the like Puerto Rico.
Oh,
but like you know that horn. I don't want to say Puerto Rico.
That one.
I want that. Like every once in a while, I just want to drop that when I'm happy. You know, just like oh, listen to those horns. Shit, yeah, we're dancing. It's the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Everyone's out.
Look, here's what I'm talking about. That's why you can't have that. And this is what I'm worried about, because maybe in the future you would have that built in to your chef kit or something. Because, listen, my question for you, Jeffy, is this. And I want to ask Ms. Metaverse this. Are chefs going to be relevant in the future? I mean, last time she was here about a year ago, she's telling us all about robots flipping burgers and shit. Like, where are we at now? Like, didn't I see a robot making seasoning food and shit? I'm a little concerned, Jeffy.
Well, I don't think. Listen, man, the future stops for nobody, Daddy. It's just coming, you know.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
like
so.
It is what it is.
Well, that's going to be one of the things I'm going to ask Ms. Metaverse about tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun talking to her, Jeffy. She just got back from Thailand, which is a lot of fun.
Absolutely,
and you got some.
Now.
Yeah, and you've got some news stories we'll cover later on tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. You got your boys, Chef Plum and Jeff. It's an intimate setting tonight, Jeffy. That's what it is. Intimate. It's just us. We're just going
to
be us.
Intimate setting. I just came from a really intimate setting. I met my little goddaughter. Ooh. Shout out to my new goddaughter, Orange Club, Needies.
Wow. Is it your goddaughter, Jeff, or is it your long-lost daughter you didn't know about?
No, it's just my goddaughter.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
It's my goddaughter.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry.
Okay. Terrific.
Sorry.
Exactly. There we go.
Well, congratulations on your goddaughter.
Thanks, man. It was really awesome to see a little baby make her smile. It was like, I'm feeling like I want a hard seltzer.
We're going to have a tasting of those. I really want to do it, too. I want to have a tasting of them.
What?
I don't know. I kind of want to taste it on the air. You and I have some hard seltzer.
You want to raise your estrogen levels a little bit? You're feeling like...
We're going to have to ask Ms. Metaverse, is estrogen even going to be relevant in the future?
What? You think estrogen will be unrelevant?
Maybe. You don't know. You don't know.
No, not unrelevant. That's not a word.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
Yeah. Listen, you don't know, Jeffy. Things change. We don't know the answers to all these things.
I don't. You know what I do know?
It's commercial time?
Well, I think we should take a word from...
We do. We have to play a couple of words. We have a couple of words we have to play. So why don't we do that? Well, Jeffy's going to contemplate the word irrelevant and figure out how to spell it. We're going to get some cocktails ready.
Good luck.
Yeah. We're going to grab some cocktails and get settled in. Our good friend Miss Metaverse is joining us tonight. We're super excited to have her. It's Season 8, Episode 1. That's right. Your boy Chef Plum and Chef Jeffy here on Plum Love Foods. This show is still rolling on. We ain't going nowhere. That's right. New giveaway coming up. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pop your top on your hard seltzer. Get some blackberry bubblies in your mouth and stay right there because we'll be right back with Plum Love Foods Live. We'll be right back, guys.
Hang tight. Make sure there's a merman on the can.
It's merman, sure. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Right-handed knives, right-handed pants, right-handed spatulas. Ah, nothing works.
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Right-handed cabros, right-handed sharpies, right-handed grills, what are all the fucks?
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Right-handed doorknobs! Right-handed computers! Right-handed freaking backpacks! I need help!
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
You're still responsible.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. She didn't say they was right-handed condoms. I'm a lefty,
you
so
know
I don't think
baby.
I owe any money.
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
It's the right-handed agenda, trying to keep left-handed people from doing.
Lefties, left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right. Open 3 days a week, 8 p.m. to 1:45 a.m. on the corner of 43rd and Bunny Hop, Peoria.
Yeah. Coming back live right here at Plum Love Foods Live on a Thursday in September 2019, Jeffy. How about that?
Blows my mind. I was thinking about this morning and looking at my kids who are 12 and 6 now. I'm just like, ah.
Bro, I tell people all the time, I can see into the future and 2020 is going to be great.
I'm with it.
I can see into the future, Jeffy, and 2020 is going to be great.
It's a,
it's a vision joke. Get it? Wait,
I,
ready?
Now,
I don't know, Jeffy.
Three times for something to really land.
I don't know if he can see in the future or he just has 20/20 vision. All right, sorry. Here we go. Listen. It's going to be a great year because I can't believe we're still doing this program. Excited to still be doing it. But more importantly, it's great when you have awesome guests because, you know, one of my favorite things about this show, Jeffy, is just making new friends. We make a lot of new friends in the show.
Dude, we made a lot of great friends. A lot of great people along the way that we just constantly talk to, you know, like.
On a regular basis, you know, it's awesome. I love it. And so tonight's guest is not any different from that. She is just back from a trip in Thailand. I heard the DeLorean pull up out front, so she must have hit 88.8 miles an hour, 1.1 gigawatts. What do you use? Do you remember?
Gigawatts.
But she's fantastic. She's smart. She's beautiful. She knows the future and can tell us the future. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Jeffy's good friend, great friend of the show, Miss Metaverse. Miss Metaverse, good evening, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am fan-freaking-tastic. I just poured myself another vodka and sparkling lime beverage because I'm trying to maintain my Adonis-like figure. And I'm sitting here. I got two good buddies on the phone. About to have a fun conversation. So living the dream. Everything's awesome now.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. Is that South Park?
No.
The Lego movie.
Right on. Well, good times. Well, awesome to talk to you. I know you've got a lot going on. You've been very, very busy. Before we get into it, I'd ask Jeffy when the start of the show, are chefs going to be relevant in 30 years?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that talents and skills, like something like being a chef, it's multidimensional, and the fact that it is so personal and creative and, you know, the presence of having a person there and this just the whole experience of it, of course, I think chefs are definitely going to remain, but I think the technology is just going to elevate everything and the dining experience is just going to be elevated with technology like that. So it'll be around, but it's just going to be way different than it is today.
Damn. Well, Jeffy, we still have jobs, so that's good.
I think so, for sure.
I mean, that's good news. It's from the mouth of the future teller, so that's what's good. I'm kidding. You know, that's a joke, obviously. But hey, before we get into what's going on with you, I want to talk about Thailand. You just spent like some serious time in Thailand.
Sawadika. It took me a month, but I finally figured out how to say it.
Wow.
Okay, terrific.
What does that mean?
It means hello.
That's a lot of consonants for hello.
Right?
I mean, can you spell it?
It's like a S-A-W-A-S D-E-E-K-A. So it's like Sawazdika, but you pronunciate it as like Sawazdika.
I don't think you can put that many E's in a row.
But is there like a short, like hi?
Yeah.
Well, that it depends. Means, yes. There's formal, informal, and it's also different depending if you're a female or male speaking. So
really?
It is, yes. Yeah. So to say thank you is kabunka. I would say that as a female, but my husband, for example, would say kabun krab, which is a male version of it. So it's really interesting, and I love seeing the lettering, the way they write. It's so cool.
Did you find
very hard to learn.
Did a lot of the people there speak English? Because that's what I've heard.
It's,
or at least somewhat?
You can get by. You could definitely get by. Some more than others, for sure. Of course, when you go outside of the city, it's more difficult. But you know what's really interesting is that for a lot of the people that I spoke to that had problems communicating in English, they were using Google Translate. So it was really cool because we were having a live conversation, but they were just translating in real time, you know, just on their smartphone. Awesome. So it was really cool, yeah.
You saw that, Jeffy. So Jeffy and I were in Mexico for an event for a big food festival. And, I mean, we were in Puerto Vallarta. Like, no one spoke English, and especially in the kitchen. So I had a translator on my phone, and it was working. Like, it kind of worked.
Right. Yeah, it's still kind of broken.
It kind of worked, for sure. And then I also speak impeccable Spanglish.
It's true. Jeffy is a phenomenal... He speaks like 9 languages. If we were in Thailand with you, Jeffy could speak the language in about a day or so.
Well, I just speak English with a whatever pronunciation that I can muster up that sounds as close to the native tongue.
Yeah. So, Jeff, how would you say, can I have a beer, please?
In Spanish?
Thai.
Oh, I don't know how people in Thailand talk. I don't really... I feel like the ones in the restaurant always... They talk so fast.
They go, you want beer? You want beer?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they're yelling at you.
They used to call me Jip Jip, and they'd be like, oh, why are you so fat?
And yeah.
They'd always say that to me. I'd be like, I'm just bigger than you. I'm not fat. They were like, no, you're fat. And they'd always like laugh at me. And they were little people. They're like 4 feet tall, or maybe like 5'1".
Yeah, yeah, so they are. They're,
were they small?
They're, yeah, they're definitely, I would say on average, they're more petite compared to us Westerners. But it's really funny because when I went there for the first time, it was so shocking to me because I felt like my 600-pound life when I was there because I was, you know, I have short blonde hair. You know, I have a big bum, and you know, I'm a big girl. You know, and when I'm walking around there, I must stick out like a sore thumb. You know, because totally. Everyone like kind of looks at me, but it's not like a you know, a bad judgmental type of, you know, look. It's more just curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta imagine it's, I don't know, like I think where we live in such close proximity to New York City and stuff, like we get so used to just seeing such a diverse group of people where you forget in some parts of the world, that doesn't happen.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Jeffy and I would go over there and you know, Ms. Metaverse, you know, I'm about 6'3". I'm not a little person, and I got a feeling I would stand out pretty definite.
Well, there's definitely a lot more of, you know, Western men than women out there, I would say. You know, there's a mix. There's families and things like that, too. But, you know, there's always the Western men that go there to find their, you know, the love of their lives and whatnot. So,
sure.
You know, it's living the dream, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you can get a marriage online now still, right?
I think so. Yeah, you can see all kinds of stuff.
I can marry you.
No, not have somebody marry me, but I could find a wife for myself.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So what was the whole point of the trip? Just to go experience a new culture, or what was it about?
Yeah, so we spent every summer there. This is our third summer going there, and we actually just recently bought an apartment there in Bangkok. So we're currently renovating it, and it should be ready in early 2020. And we're really excited because we'll have like a second home base, and you know, no plans to move there full time or anything like that. But I definitely would love.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'd love to spend more time there. And plus, you know, my husband's a futurist. Brett King is his name. And he does a lot of work over in Thailand. And so it's an excuse to come over there. And plus, too, his kids are based in Australia. So it'll be great to spend more time with, you know, the kids and having my daughter, Charlie, come over there and you know, have fun, because there's tons of stuff to do with families, and the food is amazing. It's so good, and it's just a great place to visit.
Now, I'm curious, the apartment, like, are they very, I envision them, I mean, this is probably, Jeff, is this racist, what I'm about to say? I picture them being super
probably.
Small. Don't say no, of course not.
well, I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, I think that that's a common I you know, thought, especially because we see so much on Western television how it is in places like Hong Kong and China and even like Singapore. You know, they do typically go on the smaller end, but actually our apartment that we just got, that it's probably three times bigger than the apartment that we're in now.
Are
so
you serious?
And it depends, just like any other place. If you're living in the dead center of the city, then you're probably going to have like a small apartment. But where we are, we're right on the Chao Phraya River, which is like the main river that goes through Bangkok.
Right.
And we're away from the chaos of, you know, the center of the city. So, you know, it's a little bit of a ride, but it's not too bad. And it's beautiful. It's great. You know, you're right in the river. You see, you know, fireworks, and you know, there's a brand new mall that opened, and it's really great. And you know what, too, it's all about experience, and that's what really makes me feel that Thailand is, or particularly Bangkok, is a city of the future, because they put so much emphasis on providing quality experience no matter where you go, and that really has an impact.
Well, that was kind of the direction I was heading in with this was. You know, do you go to a city like Bangkok and you feel like that they're, you know, just a little bit beyond where we are? Are they behind where we are, you know, as a civilization or as a people? Or are they ahead of the game and they have more, like, you know, smart things in their house or something like that?
I would say they are definitely ahead of us in many ways. What was really interesting to me is that within the past year, I've been to Australia. And, you know, of course, being a New Yorker, it's interesting to go to a place like Sydney. I was expecting Sydney to be way bigger, you know, probably even a little bit more advanced than we are. And they were, like, way behind even the U.S. The internet is, like, really hard to to get good connection at. And you have to pay for the internet at hotels and things like that. You know, little things like that.
Right.
And plus, too, 5G, there's... it seems like here in America, there's this huge phobia of 5G, and, you know, there's a lot of fear.
It's okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ideas on, you know, why it's not here in the U.S. yet, but the fact that it's
melt
not...
your kids or your brain, make your
I don't know.
Blow up.
It's the thing is, I mean, I don't know, I really don't even believe any of that anymore. You know, I used to be more of, like, skeptical about certain things, but I feel
you
like
felt
what I'm
the
seeing
rush of 5G grow through your body?
Well, it's still even coming out over in Asia, but the reality is that while people fear like it's coming here to the U.S. right now, and you know we're like the test dummies for it, it's actually the opposite. Is that America is going to be the ones left behind because everywhere else is implementing 5G technology. They're upgrading their infrastructure, and we're not doing any of that. I mean, we haven't upgraded our infrastructure in forever. We just patch holes and, you know, kind of spruce up bridges here and there. But, you know, compared to somewhere like Southeast Asia, particularly in Bangkok, you know, everything is alive. It's new. It's modern. It's future forward. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's what New York City kind of used to be. You know, used to have that energy to it. And I feel like it's lost that here.
Well, so 5G, I want you to, two things. Can you explain what that is and, you know, what it means? And then, of course, there's 5G, lots of 5G connections in New York City. I was just on one today doing an Instagram video. And sometimes it feels like it doesn't work as well. I mean, I wonder if that's more about the equipment you're using or if it's like they're just making it up that's a good service.
Well, as far as the last that I heard is that we don't have 5G yet. We have, right now, you're probably seeing 5GE, and 5GE is pretty much just a marketing ploy. It's slightly better than the LTE, which is what I had on, I think I have AT, yeah, I have AT&T.
Yeah, that's what I have.
So we had the LTE, which is like their fastest internet, and now it's 5GE, but it's not actually 5G. For 5G, we're going to have to get all new phones that are 5G compatible. And right now, the current phones that are out are not 5G compatible because we just don't. We're not even near that yet. So
what does that mean? What does 5G mean?
So, okay, so here's the difference. Typically, with cell phones, the way that we've been using it is that we would have big towers spread out over a certain amount of distance, pretty lengthy distances, but they would be large towers, and these towers would, you know, bounce off each other, and that's how you get your connection. But now, with this new technology, 5G, it's instead of having a big tower spread out over distances, you're going to have many, many, many small towers. They're called small cell towers. And they could be on anything. They could be on lampposts. They could be on mailboxes. And you're starting to see this infrastructure being built right now in the United States. In certain areas, it appears is that they're starting to build maybe even just pilot areas to test it out. But that's going to be the difference is that with 5G, you're going to have connection wherever you are. And this is what's really going to allow the Internet of Things, which is bringing everything alive. Things that, you know, your toaster could be connected to the internet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Skynet.
Right.
Skynet. We talk about this every time we have her on. Fucking Skynet, Terminator. This is what's happening.
Always.
Well, yeah. So,
well, it sounds awfully
scary.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, Jeff, say that again.
It sounds awfully scary.
Sorry, I missed my cue.
I love it.
Well, that's interesting, man, because I'll tell you a quick story. So Jeff and I both work out in the Hamptons, you know, at the very end of Long Island. I work in Montauk, and Jeff works in Southampton. Over July 4th, Montauk saw record amounts of people coming out. So on my phone, there's two cell towers that are out there, right? And that's plenty for the amount of people. It should be fine. However, July 4th, and the towers are owned by Verizon. So, you know, pretty much Verizon people get you know, preferred usage, obviously, because it's a Verizon tower, but they give everybody usage. However, you could July 4th weekend, you could look at your phone. You'd have full service, full LTE service, but straight up your phone would not work because there was just too many people out there, and the towers couldn't handle it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because I called, and I was like, why isn't my fucking phone working? And they're like, well, the usage is, like, higher than normal. And
how did you call?
When the phone did work, I called AT&T because I was frustrated. Matter of fact, I was trying to talk to you. My phone just wouldn't work. I kept trying to call you.
That's a curse.
And so I called AT&T, and I was like, why isn't my phone working? And they were like, hamana, hamana, hamana. You know, they were like, let me look. And they were like, apparently the usage is really high in your area. And I was like, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem. You better give me some discounts.
Right. Cough up the discounts.
That's right.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, this, you know, the thing is. Jeff. Yeah, you know, we need an update, though. We need our system to be updated, and for many reasons. I mean, even just with Hurricane Dorian that just hit.
Yeah.
You know, the Bahamas, they were decimated. It's so sad. I mean, I'm definitely going to be donating. It just breaks my heart because, you know, we all went through Superstorm Sandy. And I don't know how it was for you guys, but at the time, I was living in Centerport on Long Island.
Yeah.
And we had no power for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we had 14 days no power.
Yeah, 14 days of no power. And then on top of it, our phones weren't working. We had no way of communicating to anybody to see if they're okay, to tell them that we were okay. There was just completely no cell towers working whatsoever.
I did turn my car into a generator, though, using the alternator from the car and a power inverter.
I did.
That's pretty dope.
I did too. Yeah, but I still wasn't getting a connection, even when I had my phone powered on.
Right.
For some reason, the towers were just down. So yeah, it was really scary, not being able to communicate.
It's funny. I heard an interesting fact, and I'd just like to get your opinion on your thoughts on this. Do you know AOL? This is for both of you guys. AOL is still in business right now and is still doing over $100 million a year in subscription dial-up internet.
What?
Yes, $100 million a year. And apparently, a lot of the people who are subscribed are just people who never unsubscribed and don't realize they're still being charged $19 a month from AOL.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy.
56K, let's do this.
Yeah, you know what too? I've been seeing I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch everything. Oh yeah. I do deep dives into anything, any kind of topic. I probably know a little bit about it.
Nice.
And so what I've been seeing in certain circles is that there's a move to dumb down their lives, meaning to go back to the old flip phones, no more smartphones, no more internet, just dial up, you know, just completely going backwards. And it's neo-Ludditism. It's here. And there's so much fear about things like 5G and all these things. It's causing some people to actually go backwards. And, you know, I mean, I couldn't do it personally.
Me either.
I just think that, you know.
I mean, I don't think I understand the fear of 5G, Jeffy. If you knew something about this.
Well, from various possibly not most reputable sources.
You have a microphone, so you're an expert.
I may have watched.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
YouTube videos / Reddit. Comment sections about the powerful rays are going to, you know, kill plants, confuse
some
people,
of that stuff.
All that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's like the one theory that I read that was the most fascinating is that, like, they tried to say that, like, the Spanish flu wasn't actually a flu at all. It was because at that point we had these large transmitters on the coastlines before they laid the transcontinental line or whatever. The you know, the original line, they had some sort of big transmitters and everyone was getting sick around those cities, and they were saying it was because of these rays that was doing it. I don't know where they got this information. But
I mean, clearly they should stop naming kids Ray.
Well, absolutely. Kids named Ray are a problem. We know that.
Absolutely. Wait. If you name your kid Ray, the rest of the kids may get sick. All right. Sorry. Well, I think 5G is good. Let's do it. Bring the technology. It's fine. We have to lose a few along the way. Well, it's natural selection. Let's take it.
Hey, can we just have like a backdoor control button
for,
or like a safe word with the robots, so yep. that way?
Great idea.
You know,
they shut down when we say rutabaga. They just shut down.
I don't know about rutabaga.
Well, you could whatever word you choose. That might be the one I choose. I'm just saying whatever you choose. Hey, Ms. Metaverse, let's talk a little bit about food of the future and food jobs of the future and food of the future. I think we're seeing so many more people now being more aware of where their food comes from, paying people such as myself and Jeffy to make them fantastic food, to give us the opportunity to get some of the best ingredients in the world, to make some of the best food in the world. I think you're seeing this grow and grow and grow. In the future, does this get bigger? Does this become more national, more worldwide, or do you see something bigger happening?
I think what's happening right now is that we're moving towards a future of abundance, which is really hard to see right now because there's so much chaos going on in the world, it seems. And it seems also like we're just kind of moving inward, like all these countries are kind of just, you know, going towards a more, you know, nationalism. It's more of like the individual versus the whole, I would say. But that's the here and now. I think that what we're going through right now are growing pains. And I think that this is going to cause a shift where we're going to be so fed up with the trajectory that we are on, that eventually we're going to become a more global society, but also have really, you know, everything we need like at home, which will be a big difference. And I think a part of that too comes from things like community gardens, which is now becoming more popular than ever. People sure. getting involved with food on a local scale. And then plus too is right here in New York, I mean, for example, we have some rooftop gardens, which is great, but we're gonna start going towards more vertical gardens, growing food everywhere. I mean, we're going to see more of that where it's going to be like, okay, great. You know, we're not just buying some hydroponic lettuce and having it, you know, delivered to us or something. It's going to be more hands-on. We can have it at home, and food's going to be everywhere. So
you definitely see more. And there's a big company now called Gotham Greens who they grow all their greens on. They lease out rooftops of buildings. Jeff, you've seen this company. I started reading about them. They're really cool. They lease out rooftops and do raised beds. And they just have hundreds of buildings where they just grow greens and they sell them.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
That's great.
And you know what's interesting, too? I can't believe you just brought this up because I wrote it down earlier when I was thinking about what to talk about tonight. And Gotham Greens was a topic because just recently I started buying Gotham Greens for home. And, you know, I had it. It tasted really fresh and it was really good lettuce. But what was interesting, I was like, oh, Gotham Greens, you know, it's from here in New York. And I started doing some research and I found out that only one of their products that I saw at that was carried at my grocery store, only one of them was actually grown in New York. So Gotham
really?
City. The rest is actually grown in Chicago.
Well, wait, so that might make sense now, because I know there's definitely some buildings in New York City, but isn't, like, Chicago officially, like, isn't that actually Gotham in the DC comic world?
I don't know. I actually thought it was New York, but I wasn't a big Batman fan.
Yeah, the DC, that's where DC fucks up. They just won't say New York, Chicago, L.A. They call it some stupid fucking city, Metropolis, Gotham.
I've always been...
Because I thought Metropolis was New York.
I'm not sure. I've always been a Marvel fan.
Yeah,
you know,
good call.
I was never, you know, big into the DC, but I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like we need to find out now.
I'm sure the answer will be coming on my phone any second now.
Yeah. Tell us.
But so you look at something like Gotham Greens, which is a very, very cool concept, and how just using space, you know, in a major metropolitan area, whether it's Chicago, whether it's New York, whether it's LA, wherever you are, using that space instead of building outward, building upward, and you have this empty space up there. I think it's a very forward-thinking kind of company.
Absolutely. I think it's just the beginning. It really is. I think we're going to start seeing cities transform from, you know, just all skyscrapers and, you know, to being green, to being alive. I mean, my favorite visions of the future are ones where cities look alive, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's really missing. And I think that the future is going to be much cleaner and, you know, hygienically. I think we're going to provide better lives for people. It's just going to be abundance. Abundance, experience, and freedom are going to be three things that I think that people will value the most in the future. And I think we're seeing that now.
Yeah, I love what you said, and we're going to get some plugs in for you because I haven't said any plugs yet, but I love when you said, so what the hell is this? Sorry, some shit's going on. My phone's blowing me up. Anyway, so I love when you said that it's like we're going, I thought it was the answer to our question, but it's not. You said that it's like we're going through a growing pains right now. I really like that. Like, that's a really good way to look at it, Jeff, because honestly, I think our world is changing so fast right now. We're kind of adjusting to it and getting used to it. I mean, from when we were in high school till now, I mean, it wasn't that long of a time frame, you know, in the whole bigger picture, but the way the world has changed from that short amount of time is remarkable.
It is. And is it me, or does it feel like time is speeding up, too, in recent years? Like, especially this year, I'm like, how is it, you know, already September? Next month is October? Like, what? This is insane.
Yeah. Totally.
It's crazy how fast it goes.
By the way, coming in, visually based, it was Chicago, Gotham, by the way.
Thank you.
There you go. Coming in right there from a comic expert. I want to point that out. Chef Dan is bringing that to us. But it's growing pains, and I think that's a really good way of looking at it. It's actually to me, a very positive way of looking at it. You know, we're going to get through it. We'll figure it out. I mean, listen, I say all the time, as people, one of our greatest attributes, one of our greatest superpowers that we have is our ability to adapt and take care of each other. That's what we do best. And once we get through this and adapt to it, I think we'll have a period of time where it's maybe things don't advance super fast, or maybe the super fast advancement is what we're so used to that it doesn't feel any different, that there's always something new coming out. And I'm guessing that at some point in time, Miss Metaverse, VR eating might be a thing. Am I far off thinking that?
No, you're right on the money. I mean, it's
a professional host. That's why I know I am. But I just was. I form it as a question. Sorry. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, when you asked earlier in the show if chefs are still going to be around as a profession in the future, and I said, yeah, absolutely, because it's going to be different. It's going to be with technology. And speaking of VR eating, this is a really good example of where things are kind of heading. For example, right? There's already a lot of experiences being developed. You know, I've been saying tonight that experience is the future, and that's really true, because when it comes to VR and these tests that are going on right now in the culinary space, is that just imagine you sit down at a table, right? You're going to go eat at a sushi place, and you put on a virtual reality headset, and then on the plate in front of you, let's say you have a specially 3D printed sushi roll, right? But what you're seeing through the VR headset is you're seeing a sushi roll, right? So you're seeing like the sushi roll that you're eating, but what's crazy about it is that it's not just what you're seeing, right? It's also smells. So there's like aromatic diffusers could activate, and then it releases, you know, smells of ginger and wasabi and soy sauce.
Whoa.
So then you put it in your mouth, you're eating, and you're having this combined experience. And this is called mixed reality. So that's where we're heading, is that we're enhancing everything. And so chefs in the future are going to be able to use technologies like this to create whole new types of experiences that could be from anywhere. I mean, you could have a tiny shop, and thanks to virtual reality and these technologies of the future, you're going to be able to create these amazing experiences without having to have these huge restaurants with, you know, these huge designs and things like that. You know, you'll be able to save save more money, provide better experiences, and things will be elevated with the VR mixed reality experiences.
Man, it's such a crazy thought, but Jeff, it makes sense if you think about it. You do a dinner, and like, even not having the VR aspect of it, but having these like diffusers where you can add aromas to the air and things like that, 100% make the meal taste better, don't you think?
Yeah.
You seem hesitant. I mean, look, I mean, taste.
I don't know, man. I'm like, I've done some VR stuff, and maybe I just don't think it's that. And I just, I'm like, I don't know if I, you could, I don't know.
Did you use the good VR stuff, though, or did you use, like, the shit you bought, like the goggles you bought from Walmart?
No. My buddy has the whole Oculus thing. Like, he's, like, real into.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, it's cool. It's really cool. You can look around. Shit's kind of scary, but it's still like, I don't know.
I mean more like you take that out of the equation. So it's not so much the Oculus situation where you're wearing but you're more about using technology to affect the other senses during the meal.
I know, but so is it real food?
Yeah, it's real food. I mean, it's,
yeah, but is it like you said 3D printed sushi? I'm like, what is it like made out of cheese doodles? You know what I mean? Like,
is it printed, like,
cheese doodles? You know what I mean? Like extruded, and then it's okay. Like the visual picture of it is projected into your head through your eyes, and then like you smell like a mist of sushi.
No, I mean that's like the, you know, dystopian version of it, where, you know, maybe economics change, and you know, you're having to use virtual reality to make food that's not good taste good. But that's not what we're talking here.
That's even more weird. That's not what I was thinking. I was just thinking, like, what? I'm just trying to equate the experience in my mind. Like, I'm like,
I just think I have the most problem of using the word extruded. That's really sticking in my brain right now. I wish you wouldn't have said that.
These are extruded. They're great.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well,
it's going to be better. I mean, you could experiment, create new experiences. And also, too, I mean, that's just one example of, like, a solo experience. But with augmented reality, too, you could be sitting with your friends and create a social experience where, you know, maybe you're customizing ideas for food, that you select certain things that you want, and then you as the chef would help, you know, put those different ingredients that they selected together, and, you know, you create customized, personalized experiences, and, you know, things could be elevated with technologies like
the
sense. I mean, it's normal to put scents in hotels and things like that.
I mean, no, absolutely. I don't disagree with the idea of scents making a meal better. I was just trying to wrap my head around the whole thing.
Yeah,
probably more of like an environmentally, you know.
Right.
To set the scene, I think, you know.
It's kind of it's definitely a crazy thought.
I would do it.
Yeah.
If there was a place, I would do it in a heartbeat.
We should go out to dinner to one of those places, Jeff, you and I. That'd be fun. Let's open one.
Are there those places? Do they have those places?
Yeah.
We're going to do one. We're going to do a pop-up. I got diffusers. I just ordered them from Amazon.
Shut up.
It's going to be awesome. I got soy sauce. I got ginger. I got fried chicken.
We're doing a huge event, and I think next year, it's going to be around like November next year, and it's going to be called The Futurists, and it's going to be a really big event with all types of futurists talking about the future, and it's going to be awesome. And, you know, maybe we'll do something like that where, you know, we'll have like a VR chef experience, you know. Like,
holler at your boy. Come on, we got you.
Let's do it. Yeah, I'm down.
Jeffy, we've been having such a fun conversation here with Miss Metaverse. We never even plugged her yet. Can you give her a couple plugs for her before I get into the couple
final
questions?
You want to check her at Miss Metaverse, and you also want to make sure you follow her and keep up with her because she's going to be launching a brand new YouTube channel soon with all sorts of awesome stuff coming from the future in the Metaverse.
And the Ultraverse.
Yeah,
and the Ultraverse. Yeah,
I guess we should go there because you're another persona has showed up, right?
Yeah. So originally, I started Miss Metaverse back in 2013. Was like when I really went full time with it, and it started out as a website and just evolved from there into my futurist persona, you would say, and. You know, I've been having a problem for like maybe the last 2 years where I've just kind of been stuck in a creative rut. I've been doing a lot of work just all across the board, producing other podcasts and just kind of building things up. And now I'm at a point where I'm kicking things off again. And I came up with a solution that's been the missing piece of the puzzle. And that really is the controversy of today. It's that I have Miss Metaverse, which is, you would say, the more PC-friendly version of my work. And I think Miss Ultraverse is going to become the alternate universe. And this is funny, too, is that I really feel like it's almost like we've been knocked into another universe, you know? I mean, people say that the world was going to end in 2012.
Yeah,
and looking back, it's like a really big shift has happened since 2012 or just around that time. You know, and I feel like there needs to be a division between the two because I think it's going to be fun to play two universes off of each other. And that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to have, let's say, the base reality version, which is Miss Metaverse, and Miss Ultraverse will be a voice from a parallel universe that's kind of, you know, criticizing, critiquing, and being a little cheeky about the way our universe is today.
Will your voice change
it'll be a lot
off of
fun.
That?
No, it's just going to be...
Maybe a little bit.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, we have a guy who's a regular on the program here who is... He's a very high-up gentleman in Homeland Security. Maybe it'd be a fun show to have Miss Ultraverse versus Homeland Security. That'd be a fun show.
That would totally be a fun show.
He's super cool, by the way. He's super cool.
Cool. Yeah, I would love that.
He'd be down for the gimmick. Like he wouldn't like be offended by anything or anything.
Awesome. Yeah, have you ever seen the TV show Fringe? I know we talked about it probably
the
last show.
And we talk about it every time I talk to you. You're like, you watch Fringe? And I'm like, no.
No, we're obsessed. But, that's where the idea came from is because there's two universes in the show. So
it just
the main
sounds
character,
confusing.
It is a little bit, but it's awesome. It really is because it makes a lot of sense. I mean, just imagine this. Imagine you right now. There's
right.
another version of you
right.
in another universe. But because the other Chef Plum made different choices in life and the world had made different choices, it's very similar, but it's just slightly different. So, for example, in Fringe, right, the show is kind of – it's based in Boston, but also a lot of it's in New York City. And there's a couple of things that are very interesting about the Ultraverse. It's actually called the Ultraverse in Fringe.
Okay.
So it's kind of a little tribute to that with the Miss Ultraverse. But anyway, what's really interesting about the Ultraverse in Fringe is that the Empire State Building, for example – did you know that the Empire State Building was originally at the top of it? The observation deck wasn't meant to be just an observation deck. It was meant to be a docking station for Zeppelins.
I didn't know that. I thought it was more of like a broadcasting thing. Like it could broadcast or something like that. No?
No.
Mind control, as my friend Jesse Ventura would say. Mind control.
Yeah.
It's for mind control.
I'm Jesse Ventura.
I was a Navy SEAL, a fighter. It's for mind control. Jeffrey, I don't appreciate what you've said unless you've been a fighter like me, Jesse Ventura.
God bless him.
That's my Jesse imitation. I'm working on it.
Yeah, he's a character. But yeah, I mean, that's just imagine right now if there were blimps flying over Manhattan that you could get on an airship and then take the airship to the Empire State Building and you know, and dock there. I think that's an awesome, interesting thing that just never happened in our universe.
I just wonder, is that really faster than the subway, though? Because a blimp sounds really slow.
Probably, but actually I heard that there are companies out there. I think there's a startup that's working on bringing back airships, like a modern-day version of airships.
I always thought in an alternate universe, Jeffy would be a blimp pilot. That's something I thought about in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jeff,
that would be awesome.
I would love to fly a blimp.
Well, look, we only have a couple more. We have only have a minute or two left with Ms. Metaverse. She's got to get on down the road. She's got some business to attend to this evening.
That's but right.
I want to ask you, we talk about it every single time. We talk about robots. We talk about robots in the food industry, which we've covered extensively. We also always get an update on sex robots from you because that definitely that's the first place people go. I mean, whenever we have great new technology, what do? We put porn into it. I mean, the internet, the first thing we did was porn. I mean, robots. We have great robots. What can we do with them? They flip burgers. They can build houses. Oh, P.S., you can have sex with them. So what's the latest in sex robots?
It is
You knew the question
wild.
Was coming. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, it's you know, when I first started out doing my futurist thing, I would say I was probably one of like the most outspoken people about the idea of sex robots and
robot rights.
You know, not just because of like the adult aspect of it, but really it's because I was always fascinated with the idea that people have actual relationships, you know, like confiding and building a personality and creating a person and spending your time with this person, that it's almost like an adult version of like when you had created like worlds for your toys as a kid, you know. But it's kind of like,
Can you pause for 1 second? Because what's amazing is how in 1 year, even since the last time I spoke to you, my Alexa in my kitchen that I use for playing music or whatever, Alexa's gone now from me being able to say, you know, saying very specific things to her to do, to now if I say, hey, Alexa, play Chef Plum's podcast, she plays the most recent show now. Like, it's amazing how much she's learned, and it's just this little fucking cylindrical thing in my kitchen. I can only imagine that technology is going to be involved in, like you're saying, having these relationships with people that are actually, you know, these inanimate objects, but they actually can build a relationship to where maybe it's not a real relationship, but it feels, from the human standpoint, it feels like there's a relationship there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's I watched something the other day. It was a commercial for a Japanese product. But it blew my mind. I actually thought that it was CGI, and I thought that it was completely fake. And I could not believe that this was real. So it's like a more advanced version of Alexa, and it sits on your nightstand, and it projects a holographic version of your fantasy character. So, for example, this one had a, you know, it's just the same size as like an Alexa is, but it sits on this guy's nightstand and it projects, you know who Hatsune Miku is?
I saw that shit on
Have
Wish.
Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, she's
no,
like
I'm
a
kidding.
Completely...
I said Wish, which is where you buy cheap... Never mind, sorry, go ahead.
Oh. Hatsune Miku is a completely artificial person. It's a character. And it's a digital pop star that actually performs concerts live. So it's like people go Madison Square Garden. Yeah, sold out too. Like, it's this thing sells out Madison Square Garden.
What the fuck?
And
it's not even a real person.
No, it's not a real person. It's a holographic projection, and it's a pop star, but like there's an actual following. I know guys in the futurist community that are obsessed with this Hatsune Miku character, like, you know, actually would probably have like a relationship with it. And
it's not possible, though.
I'm telling you, this this Amazon Alexa looking device. I have to get the name of it.
Yes, you do. I want to know it, 'cause I'm going to Google it and see if I can buy one. I want to project shit.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tweet the ad that I watched, the one that I'm describing right now, and you can see it on my Twitter at Miss Metaverse. I will post it there. It's going to blow your mind because it really is. It's he walks home, you know, walks in the front door, and she's like, "Hello, how was your day today?" You know, but the conversation is so natural.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we need the accent when you do the commercial. That was kind of racist, but go ahead.
Oh.
Jeffy, you're quiet.
I don't know. I don't know how she talks. I don't know if she has a Japanese. I think she's a Japanese character, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But what's amazing is that, like, if you get this and you can project this character and you can probably adjust, like, I'm sure there's a program on the computer or app on your phone where you can adjust what she looks like, what it is, and how. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, I want this just to talk to in the kitchen. You know how fun that would be, Jeff?
Oh, dude. It'll be like, remember when you had the, when you could change the voice on your stupid TomTom or whatever that thing was in your car, you know, and you can make it like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You can that's do that exactly, with Waze now.
That's exactly the type of shit that I would find myself doing, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's people crazy. Are getting their sex robots hacked now, too, by the way.
That sounds like so much fun.
What do they do to it?
Well, there's a... I don't think really sex robots
hey, Jeffy.
Like a lifelike.
It's me,
not like
Andrea.
A humanoid.
Change the voice.
No, it's. I'm not talking about like life sized human type of dolls.
LMD.
I'm talking about like the best word ever, teledildonics. I know
okay,
we've
what?
Talked about that before. I'm sure we had the same conversation before
Whoa.
On another show.
I don't think I've ever heard of a teledildonic. I'm Googling it immediately.
The what? Only time I've ever thought of teledildonic was when I was starting my new band with Dave before he went to his new job. Teledildonic. That was our new band name.
Uh-huh. Teledildonics. Well,
what
this
is a teledildonic?
A real thing. It's, they're adult toys that connect to like a smartphone app, and you could have a long distance relationship, you could say, using these smart toys and the apps, and it's called teledildonic. So basically, as you know, a girl's doing her thing, or like a guy's doing his thing, you would like feel what the other one's doing, like through the toy. But there's different types that do different Whoa. Things. Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. But yeah, so
Somebody
anyway,
can hack your teledildonic.
Apparently, it's been in the news recently. I'll try to find an article about that too. Yeah.
tonight on 2020, teledildonics, is it your lover or is it your neighbor?
Wait, my goodness.
Ew.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. By the way, there was an article I read the other day that said sex robots with coding errors could strangle you in the act.
Holy shit.
Dude,
like,
this
what?
Is Skynet.
You guys keep saying this shit, and no one wants to admit that we're just walking into the lion's den.
It's happening.
Oh, my God. It's going to be on fire.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but the difference is that, like, imagine Arnold, like, coming a woman's house, and then, like, you know, I mean, not like, yeah, I mean, it's happening with, like, love dolls and robots
yeah.
and things like that. So
yeah. I want to point out that one of our crew, Chef Dave, just texted me, "I pay extra for that." I'm just pointing that out. That's what he said. So,
yeah. Oh, you freak.
Here's my question for you is like, listen,
put the lotion in the basket, Dave.
Having Miss Metaverse on, she's one of my favorite people. I love talking to her all the time. She's so awesome. I would talk to her at least every day, minimum once a week, just to get my update on weird stuff. But the amount that you know about sex dolls freaks me out.
Yeah, I'm actually friends with the people who own Future of Sex.
You are.
Which is it's a website. They do events and stuff like that. And definitely check, if you're interested in this type of stuff, definitely check out Future of Sex. It's a website, and
can you introduce me? We'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a girl named Bree Cole, I think is her name. She's part of the team, and another futurist, Ross Dawson, also to introduce me to all them. So
I definitely want to talk to the girl. The dude would be weird. That would just sound like we're doing weird things.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about. He doesn't really talk about that stuff. He's more the corporate futurist.
Yeah, we're gonna have. Yes. Maybe they want to do a giveaway with us, Jeffy.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. That was from
Teledildonics.
Holy shit!
Yeah, dude, a Teledildonic giveaway would be amazing. We could finally be closer.
Yeah. No, what? What? Dude,
me and you, buddy. I mean, what?
All right. Okay, that's. No. Listen, Jeffy. No, that's not happening. Here, we're both happily married. Listen, check this out. I'm gonna have Jeffy email you about that. Is that cool?
I don't think Teledildonics is cheating.
Maybe I should email Jesse. Still, Jeff is still talking about Teledildonics. Maybe I should send the email. But Ms. Metaverse, final thoughts. Food chefs in the future. You said we're still relevant. What's the next big thing for chefs? This is the final question. I know you get on down the road. You had a hard out at 11, and I've already fucked your timing up.
It's all good.
Next 6 months, 12 months, what's the next biggest thing you think we're going to see in the food industry?
Ooh, that's hard to say. Next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah.
I think 24 months. More of a global influence, because that's really what we're seeing in the near future, is more of a influence of people connecting with other chefs and other creators around the world and getting inspired and putting unique twists based on, that you really couldn't do before. I think Instagram's been a huge help with that. Social media is connecting people. And for example, you won't have to travel to another country, get inspired, or go take a cooking class or something like that. Now you just go on social media and find, amazing meals being made and get inspired and, up your ante, with your skills. And I think we're going to be seeing more of that. And technology is just connecting more and more people, and I think it's really great.
Will we see the downfall of spiked seltzer waters? Because that would be great.
Yeah, that's actually happening. Kind of recently, there was a huge issue with LaCroix. Did you hear about that in the news?
No. What's the LaCroix issue? Jeffy, how come you don't know this? You do the news.
We haven't done the news yet, but no, go all for right. it.
Yeah, so really quick, LaCroix is a really popular flavored water. It's
right.
a seltzer, and all the millennials and younger like drinking it, so it's really popular now.
I mix it with tequila. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, apparently someone was saying that there was tests done, and they were finding some traces of, lead or something like that. I don't know what it was. Don't quote me on it, but there was something that people were all talking about it. I know H3H3. Is a YouTube channel that I watch, Ethan and Hila. They're really funny. But they did
Jeffy and I are funnier.
H3 podcast on it. Yeah. You guys are great. I love coming on your show. It's awesome.
That's interesting, man. That's super interesting. I don't know. It's. I think you're seeing more and more of the alcoholic seltzer waters is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely happening. I just walked past a liquor store the other day. They had so many new products. Just really amazing. It's exactly that. It's all these new flavored vodka seltzers that you could just buy and pop and drink them, which is really interesting. We didn't have that when we were younger.
No, we definitely didn't. And one of the guys on our team who actually has
Zima.
Ads. Oh, Zima. That's right. Yeah, you drink Zima and the cops can't tell if you're drunk. Remember that fucking misnomer? Listen, I'll tell you what.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing. We'll talk about it later on. But one of the guys on our team, Chef Dan, he's been tasting all of the spiked seltzers, and we hate his pictures because he posts pictures of himself with a little dog, his abs because he works out like a maniac drinking spiked seltzer, and we're like, we kind of hate you, Dan. We kind of hate you. That's my thought, at least.
Hate.
That's
strong.
It. Jeffy, tell them where they can find more Ms. Metaverse.
Well, you can find her at Miss Metaverse across social media platforms, and you want to follow her and stay tuned to check her out so you can see her new incantations of Miss Ultraverse and also her new YouTube channels. Stay tuned.
I'd love to be on your YouTube channel with you.
Let's do it. I'm just getting back at it. I'm going to London later this month, and I think I'm going to start getting videos up like probably within the next week, so I'm excited.
Well, if you want to go to London, Jeffy and I, we're like the funnest people you'd ever hang out with. One, because we're chefs, so we know people, even in London. That's
people.
A true story. But two, we can drink a lot.
Awesome.
Like, tolerance is super high. Jeffy,
really high.
We should get Miss Metaverse to an event that we're going to do, so that'd be a lot
of
fun.
Absolutely.
Miss Metaverse, a.k.a. Katie, thank you so much for your time tonight. We appreciate it. I love chatting with you. It's always such a fun conversation. It always kind of goes in weird directions, which makes me happy because I'm weird like that. But you're the best. I'm happy for you. Congrats on your spot in Bangkok. That's awesome. Congrats on your fun trip. And we look forward to seeing what's happening with you on the new YouTube channel.
For sure.
Ah. Kapunka.
Kapu.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means.
It means thank you.
Oh, well, you're very, very welcome.
I was trying to say it like a man.
Yeah. Jeffy, how would you say kapunka in your language?
It would be like kapun krop, I think, for you guys.
Kapun krop.
There it is.
Yeah, something like that.
There it is.
Something like that.
Well, Ms. Metaverse, we'll talk to you. We'll chat with you on down the road, and good luck to you, and hopefully I'll see you in the future. All right. All right, there she goes, guys. Ms. Metaverse, getting on down the road. Thank you for joining
favorite
us.
Favorite futurist. She's the best.
Dude, how
Thank
fun
you
is
for having me.
Oh, there she is. I thought you already, I thought you already time jumped. We
You're
thought you
best.
Time jumped.
Okay, and I'm out. Play music.
There she goes. She's leaving. Dude, how fun is she? I love Hank. She totally gets it. It's awesome. She knows an out. She's like, all right, I'm out. I'm out.
She's awesome.
Such a fun time. Love that conversation with Miss Metaverse, talking about future food and just things in the future. And it was kind of educational, Jeffy. I never thought about 5G that much. And she kind of broke 5G down for us. And between that and then, of course, the conversation always falls apart. I mean, I think she's a chef at heart because everything becomes a sex robot to her when you talk to her.
I'm just worried that she's really a robot and she's working for a Skynet. She's a Skynet shrill.
I don't think
she could be a Skynet shrill.
It may feel like she's a robot, but she's not. She's definitely not a robot, that's for sure.
I don't think she's a robot.
What? That's not a robot. What the hell just happened? Out of nowhere. Wow. I didn't see that coming. Did you, Jeffy?
Well, yeah, he usually shows up late.
Who knows? I've never seen it. Chef Dave just joined the program. Dave, hey, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Dave, quick question for you. If you had a sex robot, would you pee on it?
Well, it might short out. Are they waterproof?
You don't think a sex robot's not waterproof? What the fuck? Jeffy, this is your friend.
Listen, I just actually read an article, David,
that the fantasies for it to like live out, and it's just my sex robot would have like PTSD.
The PTSD.
Oh, the sex robot.
It would be the first robot, huh?
You know, I just read an article that the Real Dolls Sensex sex sleeve is an erotic upgrade.
Oh.
The sex sleeve. That's a thing.
Is it?
What is it?
Okay, terrific.
That sounds great, Jeffy. I'm excited about that. Jeffy saw a sex doll and he couldn't help himself. The first thing he said was,
"You ever seen a grown man naked?"
And the sex doll didn't answer. And he was like, "I don't understand. What's happening?"
Then I disrobed. I just wanted to show her.
He disrobed and he called me. He called me and he's like, "Plum, I don't think this is a person." Am I the only one? All right, sorry. Dave.
It's funny because you kind of...
You can't help it. Shut up, Jeffy. It hurts when you talk. It hurts sometimes. Dave, did you enjoy the Miss Metaverse conversation?
Yeah, I caught some of it. It was pretty cool.
Some of it? What the fuck else were you doing?
Thanks, man. Jeez, that was a fucking that was a sounding approval from
resounding
you.
Resounding endorsement, right?
Yeah, I mean, I forgot it was like, Thursday.
Yeah, I heard it for a minute. It's pretty cool. Whatever, man.
I thought it was a great conversation.
Fuck it, bro. I'm just out here doing my thing.
Yeah,
fuck
I'm
it.
Just out here flipping quarters, you know, doing my thing, rolling dice. 7-Eleven, I win.
You wearing a white t-shirt? You got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve?
It's Dave? Gotta be. I bet you got right extra now, hair too. Product in, too.
Yep. Chewing a toothpick.
That was your name back in the day, Davey Hair Product.
Davey Hair Products.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I actually have a line coming out. It's an extra firm pomade with super shine.
Okay. The fact that he said pomade, we should give him credit for.
If you want to shine a helmet like Dave, get his pomade.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think it's always great to have her on. I love getting the extra info we get from her and just. It, like I said, it always results to a sex doll conversation, but it's fun, man. Because, I mean, how many people can you talk to about that?
Say again.
I said, how many people can you talk to about that? Like, it's pretty cool.
I'll always talk about sex robots.
Yeah, usually, like the people you talk to about a sex robot is like a creepy ass dude,
right?
So,
well, she's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
Dave, I didn't like that comment.
Well, I mean, we talk about sex dolls, so sex robots, whatever they're called.
I think they're called women. Pig. God, I can already see how you're so racist against robots and women, Dave.
Great, here come the fucking emails.
All right, Jeffy, Dave's gonna hang for a few minutes, man. Dave, you got a minute or no?
Yeah, let me go turn my robot off.
Jesus Christ.
Get that sex sleeve. Turn off that heater.
That's right.
You don't want to burn.
Seen a grown man naked.
Listen, Jeffy's got a couple of news stories. We haven't done the news in a little bit, so I think it's time to have a little news with Jeffy. Jeffy, how do you feel about that? You ready to have some news?
I'm ready to do some news. I got some interesting stories.
Yeah, there's been a lot of news going around. We've been sending stories back and forth, so why don't we take a minute here and let's have a little news. Dave, you going to hang with us?
Sure.
Or should I call somebody else for third mic? You're with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, if you want me to go, I can go. But, you know, I'm here.
You're here. Jesus.
Dave, do you want to go write in your diary? What just happened?
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings, and now there's going to be another page in the chapter of Plum. But it's all right.
Okay, terrific.
Is that another page in the chapter of Plum? Or is it a page missing?
Oh, burn.
All right, here we go. Let's get some brand new news with Jeffy.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, Jeffy. In the news, what's happening right now?
Well, in the news this week down in Australia, a crazy woman had continually called the police on her neighbors for barbecuing delicious foods and her kids playing basketball in their yard. And she was also vegan. But I think it's important to point out that I think she also was suffering from some sort of, I don't know, something else.
Why did she call the police?
She said that there was too much meat smell and she couldn't enjoy her space because the meat smell was so strong.
And they were
cooking fish and meat constantly.
Come on. You can't even cook meat outside anymore?
How would you
feel if that happened to you? Listen.
Jeff. How would you handle yourself, Plum, if your neighbor came over and was just like, hey, you need to stop grilling because, you know, every time you cook food, Brent, I can't come outside because I'm a vegan.
The first thing I would say to her is this.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That's all I would say. That's it.
That's how about you, Dave? What would you do?
I would burn their house down.
Well, you can't hurt people.
It's a Detroit answer.
That's a Detroit answer. I think I would say to her first. My first thing would say, Jeff. I'd be like, "Are you serious? Are you serious? Like, really?"
She's very serious. Because then she continued. She after you said, "Are you serious?" She has a fit like that you've never seen. Like a grown woman throws a temper tantrum. This is how I picture it anyway. Where she like spits and like gets all nuts and you're like, what the fuck? And then she like leaves, right? She goes home, she eats some Satan, and then she calls the police on you over and over and over and over until the cops are at your house so much that they're enjoying barbecue with you.
I just, I feel like this isn't real life. Like, well, no one guarantees you're right.
I think that's how you pronounce it, Satan.
No one guarantees you're right to not smell meat outside. No one says, you know what? You don't have to smell that. It's fucking ridiculous, Jeffy. I hate this news story. I hate this news story.
Yeah, so it really made me mad, and I wanted to share it with you because I know how much you guys like to get in on that.
I want you to find who this woman is and reach out to her and get her on a fucking show.
And then give me your address so I can burn your fucking house down.
Like, we can't talk over each other, but Jeff, Dave wants to burn her house down, which she's not going to come on the show when you say that.
It was just, Tio, keeping it real from D-Town. Burn this motherfucker down, David. Let's make it happen.
Jesus Christ. Like it. All right, so vegan chick from Australia is out the game. Jeffy, what else you got?
Well, that was terrible.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, Jeffy, what else is there?
Well,
dramatic music for you.
Well, that goes along with the story because I read something else that bothered me, and it was that
Ed Sheeran, yeah, fucking
Say
icon,
name.
Yeah.
Say his name.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, him. Who has the voice of an angel.
Amazing.
Body of a bridge troll.
It's fine. Bridge troll.
And he loves ketchup, apparently.
Sure.
Like, the way, like, you know, a child would. And he's called the ketchup company, and now he came out with Edchup.
Shut up.
I swear to God, but it's just ketchup with his picture on it.
What company gave him? Did it say what company gave him ketchup?
Heinz 57.
Stop it.
Those motherfuckers.
Dude, Heinz 57,
Ed Sheeran.
There's no R though. I don't know where do you get this?
I think there is an R.
Wolverdan is very upset.
I thought it was an H.
Ed Sheeran.
It's in my notes. It's possible.
Ed Sheeran.
And 157 team up make Ed Chup.
I hate the name so much.
It, like, if I came to your house and I was like, hey man, I brought these awesome dogs and some Ed Chup.
Ew.
Right? You just told me to leave, right? You would just be like, oh, man, the party's over, Jeff. Sorry,
you gotta
go. I'm going to beat my children because of this. Thanks.
It's time to go. You can't fucking have Ed Sheerup. What do you call it? Sheerup?
Chup. Ed Chup. They wouldn't put Sheeran in there because I think it's confusing.
You know what?
Because you can't really rhyme that, right?
Sheerup. Sheerup.
Nice. Cheer up, because then it'd be like ketchup that makes you all cheered up and shit. But it's anyway, they fucked up.
Yeah. Cheer up. What? Miley, well, I found a girl. Get it, Dave. That
beautiful Dave's... and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me.
Edchup.
Get a suit.
Yeah, sorry about that quick impromptu concert.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's Ed Chup. There you go.
Ed Chup. That sounds beautiful.
Wow. That story makes me angry, and it makes Dave angry. We don't want to hear it ever, 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 ever again. Ed Chup is fucking bullshit.
I'm going to the grocery store right now to throw every bottle on the ground.
Fuck yeah. In protest, Dave, right?
Yeah. All right. I mean, what else would it be? I'm gonna burn the grocery store down just to make sure none of those bottles make it out.
There it is. All right, Jeffy, one more news story for us. What do you got? Here we go. Let me play your sound.
Okay. Matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
So, a British teenager who had been a fussy eater since elementary school lost his vision and suffered significant hearing loss due to his years-long diet of junk food.
Should I eat just veggies?
Wait, you can't fucking lose your eyesight from eating fucking Milky Ways.
You can from diabetes.
I don't know. When the boy was 14, he complained to the family doctor of tiredness. He was a fussy eater, but otherwise well and took no medications. The doctor gave him a couple B12 injections and gave him advice on the diet. By 15, he began to lose his hearing, was referred to an ear, nose, and throat specialist shortly after, developed problems with his vision. The teen's vision continued to worsen over the next 2 years. By age 17, his vision acutely had declined to 2200, which is considered legally blind in both the United Kingdom and the United States.
Wait, Jeffy. And I wonder how his 2020 is going to be. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
He lived on fries and, like, from a fish and chips place, white bread, Pringles, processed ham slices, and sausages.
Sugar. All those things sound delicious, though, Dave.
But that's all he ate.
I mean, here's...
I don't feel good from hearing that, because, like, I couldn't do that for a year. Like, I love candy, and I love shitty fried food, but for a year...
Every fucking meal, time. Dude, was fries, Pringles, white bread, ham, and sausage.
Wow.
Pretty
that's
crazy.
That's awful. Oh,
man. What?
I mean, he's poisoning himself. I mean, Chef Dan's chiming in saying he's poisoning himself, which is exactly what that is. That's poison.
Well, his parents were poisoning him because he's younger than, you know. Right, when did this start? When he was, like, 15?
Yeah, I mean, is it the parents' fault or is it the kid's fault? I would say it's the parents' fault.
I mean, if you're living in the house, it's like, hey, here's all this shit, eat it. That's pretty much how it goes.
But, I mean, Dave, you and I grew up very similar. Like, I didn't have a lot of money growing up. Like, it's cheaper to buy cheap soda and cheap processed ham than it was anything else, but then you at least had something in the house. Is it a matter of changing his diet as he got older, or, I mean, what causes it? Dr. Perazzi?
What causes it is, like, I think terrible... What causes kids to want to eat shit, or what causes the blindness?
Blindness.
Well, I think maybe if you're eating such garbage food and you lack certain nutrients, maybe, like, your body, like, starts to shut down, maybe? I don't know. I mean, that's a weird one. But it's like, how do you get your kids to eat? You know, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, some kids are just terrible. Like, they're
just
terrible
say, eaters. Shut the fuck up and eat this or you're going to be hungry. And that's pretty much how it goes.
But you can't do that anymore. They'll call child services on you.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Well, then fucking, you know what? They're going to eat at child protective services? Shit. So, I mean, they need to get their priorities straight. Like, what do you want?
And Chef Dan just kind of broke it down pretty simply. He's sending in right now. It's a snack. It's not fucking dinner. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good way of handling it. Listen, you can have it as a snack, but that's not your fucking dinner.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, look, here's...
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
That sounder might be a little aggressive, Jeffy.
It's pretty aggressive. You know, I have one more story if you want to hear it. I mean, just real quick, I just wanted to hear you guys...
All right, do one more. Do one more.
What? No more?
No, do one more.
Okay, so this one is about...
is it a good story? Because all these stories are negative.
Well, this isn't a bad story. It's just I found it really interesting, and it was an article that I read where they were talking about how the new family meal for the family unit has become breakfast because of people's schedules and how life is... families are finding that they can actually get together and eat breakfast and connect over breakfast. It's harder to connect over a dinner.
It's kind of true. It's not, I mean, connecting over, I mean, listen, we were kids. We all loved having breakfast for dinner. That was the shit when there was pancakes and eggs for fucking dinner. Are you kidding me? It's delicious.
Absolutely.
But when you have young kids, I mean, it's a lot easier to get young kids to eat breakfast food than anything else. So I think it makes sense.
No. They're saying, like, people aren't getting together to have dinner. So breakfast is the new family meal.
So what, like, 7 a.m. we all get together and have pancakes and eggs?
Well, yeah. It's like, no, they're saying, like, basically, like, do you find it, like, I found this to be true for me. It's like, I'm not around for as many dinners as I am for breakfast. Like, a lot of times I'll make breakfast for my kids, and we'll all get to hang out, and we'll all sit and have breakfast together, but I won't be able to make dinner as much. Does that make sense? But I might make breakfast every day when I'm around.
Yeah, I think it makes total sense. The more and more I think about it, it makes total sense. I think, look, some breakfast is a winner. I love breakfast. I mean, who doesn't love fucking breakfast?
I mean, do you connect with your kids more in the morning, or do you think over dinner?
Definitely in the morning, because a lot of times at dinner I'm not home. Like, I drive my kids to school every day. Definitely in the morning, 100%.
What about you, Dave? What do you think? Do you think that's maybe a true statement going around the board, or do you think that?
I think so, because I think a lot of people, like everybody's saying, a lot more people, you're home in the morning more as opposed to
specifically as a
later
chef.
In the evening and afternoon. Yeah, specifically like that.
Yeah, like I get up, have kids, have breakfast with the kids, drop them to school in the morning. It's definitely a thing in the morning.
It's pretty crazy. It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting how our.
What about you? You didn't answer the question.
Oh, me for sure. No, I find myself. You know, with my, when I was a chef at a restaurant, especially, I got up every single morning and cooked Olive breakfast and made sure I got to see her every morning because I was never there at night. I find
it's important.
That definitely realer in chef's world, but in the article it was talking about how, you know, this isn't just, not just like, you know, people like us, it's like everybody, people's night schedules are kind of packed between kids doing things and like parents working later or one parent not being home,
right?
That it ends up becoming that dinner's not really the focus, to where, like, you know, it used to be like, hey, make sure you're home for dinner, you know. Now it's like not a big deal
because so many, like, schedules have, like, changed. I mean, so many schedules
have changed.
They
don't want you to miss breakfast.
Right. I mean, schedule have just changed. I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing, man. I really don't. I think so long as you're having some meal together where you can bond and talk a little bit, that's a
good
thing.
Absolutely. I think it's important that we adapt, but it's just interesting how the focus has gone from, like, having a dinner together to you know, grabbing breakfast in the morning together, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. All right, look, well, there you have it, guys. That's the news with the one and only Chef Jeff from Plum Love Foods.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
Listen, what a great show tonight, man. Miss Metaverse coming on the program. A lot of fun. Make sure you check her out and follow her on the Instagram. Jeffy, what's her Instagram, and where do you follow Miss Metaverse?
At Miss Metaverse, M-I-S-S, Metaverse. And you can find her across all social media platforms. And on her social media, she's going to be posting stuff about all her new incantations, Miss Ultraverse, where you're going to be able to hear about her diving into some of the more obscure stories out there.
Yeah.
And also her new YouTube channel for Miss Metaverse, which is going to be pretty exciting too. So
she does a good job of content, guys. I highly recommend checking her out for sure. Miss Metaverse, thanks for being on the program tonight. Dave, always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Jeffy, great program. I think it's a great start to season 8, man. We got some great guests coming up.
Season 8, it's going to be great.
Yeah, man. The show's going to be tightened up a little bit here, and you might have felt that tonight, which is awesome. But we got a lot of great guests coming up, a lot of great things coming up here on the program. We're very, very excited about it. Jeffy, yeah. Thanks for being here with me tonight.
Always, man.
Always.
Miss, brother.
1,000%. Miss you too, man. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, please remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. Look out for that giveaway tomorrow. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.